Global tensions add financial pressure and another mixed market day. I'm Greg Allen. This is Michigan Ag Today. We invite you to join us for a holiday vacations tour hosted by Michigan Ag Today Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin to explore the Canadian Rockies, Vancouver, and Victoria this September. For more information, visit holidayvacations.com, keyword Ag Today. Corn growers are facing renewed financial pressure just as planting season begins, with global tensions now adding to an already difficult outlook. According to Michigan farmer and first vice president of the National Corn Growers Association, Matt Frostick,
we can manage phosphorus and potash a little bit differently in that maybe we can cut our rates to get through a high-priced year to try and capture profitability. But nitrogen is one of those things that if we cut even one unit of that product out, we'll lose a bushel of corn. So it's really hard to cut that product, and that's the one element that has became extremely expensive in our inputs at this point.
Leslie McNitt, NCGA Vice President of Public Policy, says that's especially concerning for phosphate, where farmers were already dealing with a lack of competitive options. With fewer supplies moving and uncertainty rising, prices could climb even higher in the weeks ahead.
In a typical year, the United States sources about 40% of imported phosphate products from Saudi Arabia. When these fertilizers can't be transported through the Strait of Hormuz, there are real implications for availability and price, and there is a global market impact.
Producers heading into spring planting are now being forced to make tough decisions, whether to cut back on applications, absorb higher costs, or gamble on uncertain markets. The bottom line, between global instability and ongoing economic challenges, it's shaping up to be another tough season for corn growers across the country. I'm Greg Allen.
Looking for heavy equipment but don't know where to buy? Purple Wave Auction has you covered. Always online and always no reserve. It's your destination for construction or ag equipment ready to work. We even sell semis, trailers, and fleet equipment for your operation. Best part? It's free to join. Head to purplewave.com. That's purplewave.com. Sign up for a free account and start bidding today. Purple Wave Auction, the easiest and most straightforward way to buy and sell equipment.
Cold air dominating over the Great Lakes region today. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin. Let's take a look at your forecast update. High pressure settling in right on top of the Great Lakes by mid to late afternoon. Should be sitting over the southern tip of Lake Michigan. And so we've got cold air here, but we are seeing partly to mostly sunny skies in this cool air mass, so that's helping with the way it feels a little bit. The chill holds on into tomorrow, although not as extreme as today, and we still see dry air for most of Tuesday. Starting to see temperatures moderate then as we go into Wednesday. With the moderating push, it right now looks like we keep all moisture north into parts of Canada, so I'm going to give us a fully dry Wednesday forecast, seeing scattered action come back on Thursday with rain showers. Again, we are warming enough for rain easily. I think we pick up anywhere from a quarter to three quarters of an inch on Thursday. Cold air follows that system back down on Friday and Saturday, but we are fully dry. And then next week gets a lot more interesting, very active, especially from midweek forward, Tuesday, late afternoon, evening, through the rest of next week. We have at least two weather systems trying to come through and give us a good chunk of rain. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin.
I'm Michigan Ag Today Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin, and I'm inviting you on a holiday vacations tour. Join me as we explore the Canadian Rockies, Vancouver, and Victoria, September 5th through the 14th. Discover the Canadian Rockies and the vibrant cities of Western Canada. We'll start in Calgary, just east of the Rockies, and explore art, history, and culture. Next, we go to Banff for a guided tour of the city and the national park before enjoying lunch at the historic Fairmont Banff Springs Hotel. We'll travel along Icefields Parkway and feel the powerful beauty of the Athabasca Glacier. Then we'll board a Via Rail train for phenomenal mountain views and decadent onboard service. In Vancouver, we take a thrilling walk across the Capilano Suspension Bridge, and our tour concludes with a ferry ride to Vancouver Island to visit the stunning Butchart Gardens. Visit holidayvacations.com, keyword Ag Today, to request a brochure, watch a travel show, and book this tour.
Final numbers from Friday are coming your way, but let's take a closer look at what happened. Commodity markets were mixed with grain prices under pressure, while energy markets edge higher, and traders remain cautious amid ongoing global supply uncertainties. Here's CJ Miller along with Brian Basting with Advanced Trading for a closer look.
Well, Brian, we started off this past week with a 70-cent drop in soybean prices on Monday, but we did see the grains climb back some a little bit over the course of this past week. But now on Friday, we're seeing sell-offs once again. So just a crazy week for the grain markets altogether, Brian.
Yeah, thanks for having me, CJ. It certainly has been volatile. And remember to remind your listeners here, we're only in the middle of March and we still got the entire Northern Hemisphere growing season ahead of us yet. So it's going to be potentially quite volatile 2026 here. But as you said, Monday was the limit down move in soybeans when there was indications that perhaps the meeting between the president and President Xi of China would not take place, given that the front burner topic, needless to say, is the war with Iran right now. But it sounds like that meeting has been postponed, CJ, as opposed to canceled. So it maybe just push back a few weeks if that's the case. And there's still some hope there that we will get some additional agricultural products on the agenda and maybe some more imports by China. But we did see a nice boost in corn prices this week, CJ. We saw the old crop May futures on Thursday almost reach 470 a bushel on a settlement basis. That's the highest settlement since June 6th of 2025. And then December futures closed at 494 and a half on Thursday. That's the highest settlement since December 29th of 2023.
And that was Brian Basting with Advanced Trading. May corn showed a lot of weakness, down 4 1/4 to 465 and a half. July corn was the same, finishing at 476, down 4 even. May soybeans sold off at 1161 and a quarter, down 7 and a quarter. July beans down as well, 6 3/4 to 1176 and a half. May wheat was on the defensive at 595 and a quarter, down 12 3/4. April live cattle rallied to 234.05, up 77 cents. And April lean hogs down 77 cents to 91.27. I'm Greg Allen, Michigan Ag Today, timely, relevant, credible.